Welcome back. This is Amy Bilancia, your host, and this is Unlabeled. So, in the midst of trying to understand who we are, the question that I have now is, how do you find yourself when you don't know yourself? Isn't it remarkable? I don't find it actually funny. It's a bit like when we used to hear the whole trend that came out about love yourself, right? It isn't slightly so generic that it makes you question, like, what does it mean? Or like, what does it look like? How do I emulate loving myself and knowing who I am? Like, how do we actually distinguish the things that belong to us, the things that were added to us, and the things that actually we enjoy, and they're not induced by trying to please anybody else's? My ever-extending questions and constant search to resolve my inner turmoil, let's call it like that, has finally decided to kind of stop for a second. Like, before I start giving myself soul baths and take myself out for lunch and go to museum and enjoy taking pictures, in a quest of trying to prove to myself that I love myself, because it sounds like we all have a distinctive picture of what it should look like. Like, we know exactly if you love yourself, you look this way. Okay. But what the fuck does it feel like inside? How does it feel inside to be in a space where you fully accept who you are and you are okay with who you are and you're not constantly criticizing the whom? It's inside you. So this time for me, it is pivotal to kind of break down and dismantle, still on that word, dismantle the what and if and ever existed ways to discover who you are. If you're anything like me and you're constantly questioning yourself in the who am I, what I'm doing here, what is my purpose, and constantly having this sense that no matter where you are, you're always in the wrong space. And no matter what you're doing, somehow there should be somewhere else that is more appropriate for you. But yet you never found it. So it's kind of like this ever-changing and constantly searching and never arriving space, which it kind of makes you feel really lonely, and it makes you feel as if, and the way that I describe it is like, I sense that I am a sticker on a picture. So I could kind of like unpeel myself from anything, as if the picture is supposed to, is like the space where everyone is. However, I'm still a sticker. And I'm just waiting for anyone, you know, to kind of come in there and unpeel me and notice the fact that I actually don't belong there. I hope it makes sense. I really wanted to give a visual for the feeling of this attachment that I have, let's say, from this human experience. So how do we find ourselves? Like, how do we know the us that lives within, outside all of the indoctrination that we received? Like, for say, the way that I thought about it, and then tell me if I'm wrong, okay? So when you come to Earth and you're born, you've got your family. That's the first people that actually have an input in kind of like assigning you the do's and don'ts of life. So you don't touch that, it hurts you, you don't speak that way, you say hi to everyone, be polite, smile a lot. That's not really nice, you know? Or that's really good. Yes, keep on doing that. So we kind of learn how to navigate through our existence by these kind of like, let's say, I would say 10 commandments, but I feel like it's like more like 100. Don't make me quote which one are they, but I just know there are many. But anyway, so we have these very important people that give us the heads up of like, these are the behaviors that are acceptable. These are the behaviors that are really not. And then we begin our journey, stepping one day at a time into what will become the us. Then when we kind of are socially acceptable and we can finally leave home and we start to interact with other people, we soon very much realize that the rules that we had, they serve us really well into either making friends or being rewarded by being popular or being liked, and this just in accordance to our behavior or the way I feel like it also applies to the way that we decide, how to express ourselves exteriorly. Let's say, are we going to become funny? Are we going to become like, is anyone really funny? Like, when was the, how can we know the result of, am I funny? Or the first time that I made a joke, someone laughed. And then I realized that that type of communication has a good effect on someone else's, and therefore it's easier that they accept me and they actually want to spend more time with me. Like, how do we know? That's my question. So then if we think about that, and then we think about, let's say, another space, where they had a lot to do with the forming of us, it would be school. So you go to school, they literally reward you or punish you in response to you following certain steps. So you are really good at memorizing and repeating and summarizing things, because honestly, that's what I believe. And you pick up these skills really quickly. Woo, you're super clever. You are amazing. You're going to be super bloody successful. So, is anybody academic, or we train ourselves to become academic because we want to have that response from people? And then those ones that don't and find it more difficult, so would you say that that's who they are because they decided, so they are less academic? And how does that like qualify as a personality trait, not being able to do something as efficiently as someone else is? And then again, don't we then it always depends, like who's giving importance to the actual task and how the task is looked at. That's a meaning that we have attached to the actual task. But who says that being really good at memorizing and learning to do task efficiently, that's equal to intelligence? So am I intelligent, or do I appropriate certain actions to myself that emulate what everybody else seems to think that is intelligent, and now I do cut and paste constantly, and then so that I can have validation and feel like I belong. So, and then now let's fast forward to think about all these different, behaviors. And I actually had a really interesting conversation, like literally yesterday, with my daughter, where she's been complaining about the fact that she felt the older one. She's been complaining for years that she feels like she doesn't really know how to understand who she is. And the interesting part, it was that she actually said something that I can relate to, and then whomever can say, like, oh, that's absolutely normal, or is it not? Anyway, she said that she basically picks up certain behaviors of like gestures, of like sounds, or ways of saying things, or forms of expression, verbally or physically, that from people, and then that she knows that will allow other people to see her in a certain light, and therefore she will be part of the clique. But then again, I'm thinking, so don't we all do that? And according to her, within her internal, within her internal system, if you ask her, she will say to you that, Mom, I don't think I'm fine. I think I've got, there's something wrong with me, I don't know. This was the words that she used, was like, Mom, I don't think I have my own personality. But what the hell does it mean to have your own personality? What does it mean? How is it, how can it be individual if there is seems to be a rule out there where we all should be a unified one-way rule for everyone? How am I to develop my own self of like my own sense of self if there are this 100 rules of do's and don'ts, where if I'm not applying them, equal isolation, being emarginated and not be in company of other human beings. And we all know, like, we all need each other. Like, for how much I love my solitude, as much I love spending time with other people. But however, now it becomes a space that I feel anxious. I get anxiety over spending time with people, and understandably so, and so does she. And it is because of this underlying feeling of that, am I being authentic? But who the hell knows how to be authentic? How do we know how to be authentic if we are constantly bombarded with information of who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be? Like, it's so detailed. Come on, guys, it's so detailed. It's not even like sorry, it's not even about saying things like if you dress a certain way. No, it is about if you think that way. There is a particular way of processing information that will make you distinctively acceptable. There are particular ways in which you articulate yourself. There are particular social status that will be determined completely by, like, finances, like the amount of money. There are so many different qualities which are deemed positive, and there are so many other qualities which are deemed negative. And how do we know that? And actually, let me actually actually, if there are all these qualities that are deemed positive and that are deemed negative, okay, we all know that we are so desperate to have the positivity, because who the hell will go and choose to be negative? And even those people that feel that they go for the negative, it is a sense of rebellion. But regardless of it, they suffer inside tremendously. Not that the ones that go for the positive one don't, because at the end of the day, either side is lost. Like, but however, to have those positive attributes, there are all sorts of steps that you need to achieve, which will require for you to change your behavior. It's not even to change. You will have to form your behavior, the way that you speak, the way that you dress, the way that you think, the way that you process stuff in a particular way. And that's a one-way street. There is no other way around it. There are obviously the exceptions, but the majority of it, to acquire that type of status, they will have to have a certain behavior. The same applies to the latter. Now, when you are not even anymore in the process, but when you are there, how do you know that you would have been that person regardless if you didn't have that target, like, to reach? If it wasn't the goal to be that person, and then therefore acquiring those skills, personality traits, ways of speaking, dressing, thinking, down to the person that you fucking go and marry, the way that you call your children. Like, how do you know that you are that person, but you're not emulating an expectation of a person that it was given to you and to all of us? So how do you, again, the question is, like, how do you even know yourself if you don't know who you are without these goals that we're all supposed to be reaching? Even if you go into the whole conversation of, like, I am going to be alternative. Alternative? Simple. There are like 10 steps that you need that requires for you to be alternative. There is no such thing as being alternative in individual. No, when you're alternative, you do certain things, adopt certain behaviors, say certain stuff, think in a certain way, and there you go. I'm labeling you too. Like, regardless of it, like, there is no searching, there is no discovering, there is no space in any of these attributes for you to find you. Who am I? Like, sometimes I think about it. Like, if I would have been kept, like, completely unengaged from age, whatever, the time that I can actually have a conversation. After they gave me a conversation, I would be left in a room with no one to talk to for, like, until I develop. What kind of human being would I have been? One would say some primitive one, that I would never have developed speech. But another one might think, like, maybe I would have been super depressed. But regardless of it, then my personality wouldn't have to adopt it through the environment in which you had to survive. So is personality something that, sometimes you hear people telling you that, oh, you do that thing exactly like your uncle, oh, you got that quality from, your granddad. And it's like, I get it when you're talking about, physical appearance, because that's DNA, that's genetic, that's science. I can't deny that. But your personality traits, aren't they? Yes, we do emulate everyone that we have around, because if I like something, don't we all do that? Like the things that my daughter was saying when she picks up things, from people that around her, things that she likes, and then she uses them, and then you add them up, and she feels like as if all these things, they all come from exterior, and therefore she can't claim them. It's a beginning of an imposter syndrome, which, by the way, we all have, because I don't think there's anything that I thought on my own. Like, even inspiration, when people talk about creativity and being a genius, isn't it always the result of trying to better something that is already existing? Therefore, it's nothing is really authentic, but nothing is really even given the space to develop into being individualistic. That's my thing. That's what I think I'm trying to get at. Look, how do we know? How do you know? Like, please respond to me, like anyone. How do you know that when you say that you like that ice cream and that flavor, is it because you like it, or is it because you've learned somewhere that those type of flavors are good for you? And then as well, if you were born in a European country where they had certain type of, like you would go to the Arabs countries and they were like maybe ice cream that is made by roses, a flavor ice cream roses. You go to an Italian like me, I'm like, roses? No, I would go more for pistachio. But is it because I don't like roses, or is it because I've never been exposed to roses? Or when I went to Africa, I went to Ethiopia, to my mom's motherland, and they used to make ice cream with tea. And now I know that I love it, but if I would have never gone there and been exposed to such thing, I would have thought it was such an odd thing. So are we like all people that are exposed to the same culture and ha habits and maybe, and maybe let's forget international, to have a similar type of personality, and is induced by what this society in which we are included in deems respectable. So then the personality and the way that we behave, because I feel like if we would do like a social science experiment, and we would put the same nationals, we would decide to have 100, can we not put them all in the same, at least we will find different categories of which we should place them, and majority of them, they would actually fit in these different five categories. Are we that like individualistic? You've got the rock metal kid. You've got, you even see in teenagers, you've got the one that is political because obviously his parents are very like left, sorry, right. Then you've got the lefty kid. Then you've got the alternative kid. And then you probably have the imaginated kid, the one that, but either way, they are all kind of, not kind of, they're all most certainly the result of a pre-choice that he was made, that he was actually either them complying with the wishes of the environment in which they are, because they do not want to challenge and they want to belong, or they are the direct result of rebelling rebelling against the environment that it makes them feel that they're oppressed. So again, now that I am going into this self-discovery, like, because I feel like it is such a like vague, such a vague and vast demand to ask me as a human being, that from birth I've never been even asked, what do I need to think about myself, about my own self, is always being a question of like, oh, if I do this, that person's not gonna like, my mom, she's not gonna like it, my dad is not gonna like it, then my teacher's not gonna like it, my neighbor's gonna think this of me, this and this and this and this and that and then the other. Then suddenly I'm being liberated by myself, and you ask me like, oh, Amy, what do you like? And who are you like? I can only tell you what I either, what I like applied, like what I decided, to join in and comply, and the things that I actually have rebelled against. But is there any source that belongs to me? Fuck knows. Like, that's my question. Like, fuck knows if I even have had that liberty. Does that liberty even exist in a society in which we live in now? Does he exist? Is he even a, maybe that's privilege. The ones that actually live in poverty and like the third world, they've got other priorities than being worried about, like what kind of personality they have, and let's find and discover who I am, The ones that actually, us that we live in the 1%, that we are privileged, we've got so much emotional scarring, we are completely and utterly depressed 24/7 because we were trying to run after a perception of who we're supposed to be. None of us giving a damn of even how to begin the search of who we are, and there's no space in it. Like, where would you find the space to find out who you are? When? Like, once, I swear my child actually described this, still the same one that actually I was talking about earlier, when she was 12 and she was just started, like, I think it was like 1 year in into secondary school, she looked at me and she was like, "Mom, so basically, like, this is it, this is life." And I looked at her, I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "That's it. I've been studying since I was like, what, six, five? And then I finished primary, and that was the chase that I had to do. And then I did secondary school, sorry, yeah, secondary school. And then now, next, I'm gonna be doing sixth form, and then I'm gonna go to uni, and then I'm gonna be working, and then I'm gonna be paying taxes, and then that's it."
This is not right. Like, what is happening around me is not right. Like, why do I not feel okay with life itself? Like, and for me to have the courage to follow that voice, to even acknowledge it, it took me a long fucking time. So this is a child now brought up in a household with a person that is trying to kind of break all of those generational cycles. She gets there way before you do, you did ever, and anyone in your generation. And now I'm like, I'm not even equipped to tell you because I'm still trying to find out. And it's like, so what is the answer? Like, how does she know? How do I know? How is it my 17 years old feeling that she doesn't have a personality of her own? And again, figured out this way before I ever even could contemplate, not chasing someone's validation. And then this is me at 38 years old, where I'm like, fuck, I don't have a personality of myself because I was never even given a chance to develop it. I don't even have the skills. Do we even have the tools to develop it? Like, I would have to be able to have a so, like, I would either be able to have an environment where there are no preconcept of who am I supposed to be outside, I would say maybe, the right and wrong is like, don't kill anyone, don't be harmful. And yes, those ones require for us to follow certain steps, but isn't it slightly basic to the spot in which we are now, which is that if you laugh a certain way, you're carefree. If you have another type of laugh, you are geeky and quirky. Like, fuck, my laugh. The difference of laughing and the sound that I make while I'm responding to something that I might find funny can tell you about who I am and could put me inside some label. Like, have we taken it to the step that there is nothing in that in me that it's me? Like, and that's it. And then obviously, can you imagine? You've got that really attractive laugh. You will never develop to have another laugh. I remember there are like stages in which I would laugh with my nose. Sometimes I would laugh with my mouth open, like really deep throat. And then you would hide it because people would feel that, oh my God, you're so loud, or like that's not deemed respectful, or it's not appropriate for the space. So then you kind of have to learn how to laugh, but contained laugh so that it sounds attractive. So fuck, you take away the fun even out of my fun. I cannot even laugh the way that it just comes out, not because somehow, then it deems me more attractive or less attractive or more intelligent or less intelligent. Like, so what is mine? What is mine? I'm just baffled. Like, what it is that it's mine? What is yours? How do we know? And how do we find it? I mean, yeah, this is my question this week. Like, how do we know who we are if I never met myself? I've never met the me that didn't have all of these walls around, and out of a group, and we all want to be a part of the popular group. And whomever says that they don't are those ones that actually have found maybe the peace, and but secretly and subconsciously you still feel you're missing out of something, and that is the truth. You either decide that you're going to be fine with the fact that you're never going to belong to certain spaces because it requires so much of removing and desensitizing yourself from yourself and your values and who you are, or you're going to decide to betray yourself and at least betray the part of you that feels that it's not really my choice and maybe I'm not going to understand really and truly if I care to be here or not, because I care so much to be here because everyone else wants to be here and therefore it's really important for me to be where everyone thinks that I'm supposed to be. It's so complicated. It is absolutely so complicated. You know, when they say life is so simple, we make it so complicated, it is absolutely true. It is absolutely 100% true. I believe it. I came to the conclusion that this is it. I am who I am. I do not like certain parts of my story of how I got there, but I'm going to have to appreciate them because without them, I cannot have become this constant questioning and inquisitivity. And even though those parts hurt, because maybe I would have chosen to have them experienced in a different way, this is who they made me. And I kind of have to come with peace that a lot of things that are going to be thrown at me in the present and in the future, I probably will have no fucking choice again. And maybe that it is the discovery of life. Maybe that's the life in itself. Coming to the conclusion that we have absolutely no control of what comes at us, we most of the times have to be so careful and so conscious to even know what are the informations and desires that we are being induced to desire just to join in and be part of the club. And kind of like in a video game, be constantly trying to dodge balls. And every time that you get hit, realize that you're not an idiot for being hit. It's just that you don't even know why you're there outside the fact that everyone else is that and you want to be what everybody else is. Boom. The secret of life. Welcome to my head and my constant trying to figure it out. So how do we answer the question, what does how I love myself, like loving myself looks like? Certainly is not what they're selling us everywhere in the media and our families and maybe, you know, our culture. Is certainly maybe having the awareness of the system in itself and kind of like now and then not like giving yourself that nudge, be like, hey, you're right. This is not right. This is not like how you would have chosen. And maybe if we had a chance to change things and we didn't have to give up, you know, like on basic human rights, like, because obviously you go off and trying to change the world, the element of the everyday and day to day of your life and everybody else is around you in the relationship that you form. So therefore, you know, like, I think the whole point in this is that yes, we don't know who we are outside these 100 rules, and we actually don't have any choice to find out. And the small spaces in which we can find out are maybe within the privacy of our own home when no one is around and you are able to kind of like amplify yourself and in your space and don't feel that you have to be so contained. But maybe, you know, the whole point of realizing and discovering, you know, the meaning of life and who we are and what we are to do, and is maybe the understanding of how to keep your sanity. We did not choose the environment. We will never choose it from what we understand. Yes, some things will change. But mostly, maybe we just need to learn to forgive ourselves of the things that we are ready to betray ourselves and ourselves on just to belong. So yes, this is again Amy Bilanta, And thank you so much for another journey on the Unlabeled. And the end of this episode is like, let's all forgive ourselves for the things that we want, because we could not even know if we wanted them otherwise.